Casey Misawong. Welcome to the Tempest Universe and Manny. Today's special, Robbing with Fried Ice.
China.
Headline edition, July 8, 1947. The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
It's China to me, China.
Army officers say the missile, found sometime last week, has been inspected at Roswell, New Mexico, and sent to Wright Field, Ohio, for further inspection.
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside.
China!
This isn't a Tempest Universe, man. Hold on to your ass, you're in for a hell of a ride.
Jesus Christ almighty, I just sneezed right before starting this. Welcome to the Tempest Universe. This is an scheduled episode. Now, over the weekend, I had one episode where we really didn't share it on the podcast. It was just on the internet, on YouTube. So if you want to see that, please go ahead and go to the YouTube channel. In the description, you'll find the link to it so you can check it out. Apart from that, what I did announce during that particular episode was that essentially we're going back to a period in the podcast history, UFO Buster Radio, where I would only do, little news updates, little news stories, individual stories that would happen, two times a week, only because right now life is busy. It's hard to keep the frequency of the podcast going. And as before, for those of you who were not around, basically what will happen is if I get an interview set up, we'll have that added to the shows, the episodes. But other than that, we'll get, 15-minute episodes here going over any breaking news stories or anything like that. Even sharing, what I like to call the legacy UFO incidents, and maybe reviewing some of those. In the meantime, I got some stuff right now that we can go over as part of this particular episode. One of them was the fact that I recently watched, by the way, if you're listening on the podcast, this is on YouTube, so please come join us. I recently watched the weaponized video, vodcast, or whatever you call it, that has to do with basically Jeremy Corbell and George Knapp sitting there talking about things in the UFO world, ufology world. But of course, the one thing about Jeremy Corbell, I understand his enthusiasm for the subject, but sometimes he's just a little too much. He really is. He's just like, how do you contain someone like Jeremy Corbell? And I guess we found the answer. It's George Knapp. These are basically the odd couple. George is all calm, cool, and collected. And, he's got that experience in reporting things like this over his career. And then you got, on the other side, you got Corbell, who's like, basically, that's the best way for me to explain it. But they are the odd couple. They literally are yin and yang when it comes to weaponized. I watched episode 3, and episode 3 introduces everyone to Jay Stratton. According to them, and according to Jay, he is the only person that was through all of the latest programs dealing with UFOs that the government had, like OSAP, ATIP, the UFO Task Force. He's the man. And there is there's a point in here where you realize it is very possible that Jay Stratton one day might break. He might let go of some secrets. We hope so. We hope that somehow Jay steps away enough from whatever is holding him in government to keep the secrets of the things he's seen, all the knowledge he has, that one day he'll be able to break his silence. Now, the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act for this year, which was signed not too long ago, kind of has this this thing where you can come in and spill your guts. Now, would he do it? I don't know. He's working for that company now. It's a private company called Radiance. And the way to describe Radiance is a company that does that reverse engineering. But why would you have reverse engineering if you're not dealing with UFOs? That's, significant and problematic question, I think. One of the things that they cover in this episode is the fact that there are people which they refer to as the old guard in government that had a fear of UFOs being related to religion. It's something, again, I feel like I need to just get into on this the podcast here, because it's fascinating to me. In a way, what if they are correct? What if there's some kind of religious implications to all of this madness known as ufology? Anyway, the interview is great. They tell some stories about their trips as they traveled over to meet Jay and go to some crazy science UFO conference. The chemistry is fantastic. I got to say that. And thank goodness that George Knapp is there to keep Jeremy Corbell kind of, stop it, man. He's a natural downer for Jeremy. But on the other hand, I could see Jeremy infecting George in a way that George might just come out of his shell and just be like, I don't know. It's all possible, right? But at the moment, this is episode 3 for them. And they talk about, Stratton. And he's there, Stratton. They did an interview with him at a hotel. And it's a good interview. You've got to check it out. This is the guy who was there through all those programs. The guy that, if there's anyone that has answers about what UFOs and UAPs are from a government perspective, this is him. He's the one that we need to eventually break his silence. Hopefully there's enough protections afforded to him to where he can do that comfortably and not feel that there's going to be any kind of reprisal against him, because he's got the info we need. Aside from that, I don't particularly like the title weaponized, because we're on episode 3. I don't feel weaponized. I do feel like eventually these two are going to hit us with some information that we're not ready for, or that we've been waiting for so long that once we hear it, we're like, fuck. This shit's real. Eventually, right? So hopefully it's a long-lasting series and we get to really dive into what these guys know. Because, sadly enough, I think between the two of these guys, meaning Corbell and Knapp, they probably know a shitload of things that we don't know. And even these guys need to weaponize themselves in order to give us the information, or at least a morsel or two, of what they really know. Because I guarantee they know way more than what they've released to the public. And I know George Knapp is protecting his sources. And I'm sure that Corbell has people who has told him things that he has in one way or another promised not to disclose. But even George Knapp says that this is the greatest story, the greatest thing, the greatest discovery, the greatest everything for humanity to finally address and define. But it's hard for you to have that kind of language and then be holding some of the information yourself. So hopefully they'll both come clean about this, can give us some good stories and data and content and information about what's really going on as far as what they know. I'll be back in a minute and 37 seconds for a little bit of news about SpaceX. Check this out. You know, guys, I've been dying for this story to finally come to fruition. And finally, we have it. SpaceX has conducted a static test of the Super Heavy booster, all on the road to finally have our low orbit launch. The craziest thing ever. I mean, literally, they didn't put it on my schedule, so I freaking missed it altogether. I didn't see this at all. Well, until I went to the SpaceX YouTube channel and I saw the static fire, but you know, I kind of like sitting there just waiting for that moment to happen so that I could see this live. But if you look to the description right now, you'll be able to see the video that they recorded of the 33-engine static fire. 33 Raptor engines and only 31 actually worked. Now, you know, they've gone through some shit when it comes to the actual Super Heavy booster and being able to do their activities down in Boca Chica, right? The FAA, and then you have people down there protesting about, you know, the wildlife down there and how the engines are going to destroy that. They're too fucking noisy. But damn sure, I wish some of these people were down there when this happened, because even 31 out of 33 Raptor engines should have scared the shit out of fucking birds and fish for miles around. Now, this actual blast was only a few seconds, not very much. But, of course, there was the issue that not all the engines actually, behaved as they should have. Now, according to SpaceX, that's okay. We'll take it. 31 out of 33 is great. Think about this. The damn things, it only has to go to low orbit and back down. I don't think you need 31 engines for that. I don't think you need 33. Because basically, all they're going to do is launch this thing and then dump it into the ocean. And that's all she wrote. That is what the next test is supposed to be, is a low orbit launch for from Boca Chica for the totally stacked Starship. And then that's it. Then, you are on the road to Mars for the Starship. Well, we're stopping at the moon first, to be honest. So a little bit overzealous for me there. But let's see what happens. Yeah, I mean, I'm ready for this. It is supposed to be scheduled for the month of March. So we are a little bit over a month away. And you know how it works with SpaceX, so stop screwing around. They'll tell us, you know, hey, it's gonna be launched on March 5th. It'll be fucking April, and the damn thing still hasn't taken off. So don't get all excited about it. Don't get your big girl panties up, all wadded up in a bunch. We still have to wait and see when we really get the real green light and the weather's good. There isn't a bunch of turtles at the beach. And the people of Boca Chica can actually evacuate. I feel in taking the history of this situation down in Boca Chica for SpaceX, I feel like after the low orbit launch, we're going to have a whole new set of bullshit going on, a whole new set of problems for SpaceX, because people are not going to be happy about it. They're not going to be happy about this damn launch. It's going to be problems. Because that's what's been happening. So, you know, prepare for that. So even though we'll get a successful low orbit launch, I'm pretty sure that SpaceX is going to have quite a lot of nonsense to contend with afterwards. But I just want it to be a good launch, man. I just want to see if this thing finally, I don't care if they're dumping it. Who cares? Let's pollute the waters. Like, no one cares about that. I'm more concerned about that. The fact that they're going to dump it in the water after they, you know, shoot it up. Like, if, you know, if the damn birds have to wear fucking hearing aids, who cares in Boca Chica? I mean, we're worried about being able to drink water later on and fishing. But nobody cares about that. They're just worried about the whole, you know, the estuary in Boca Chica. No fucks are given. Anyway, we'll see what happens. So look forward to more news. Now, Elon Musk has already signed off that this is a go, regardless of 31 or 33 engines firing only. He says this is pretty much still a go for March. We'll see. I feel like we'll be talking about this in May, and they still haven't launched, but that's just me. I'm basing this on history, because you guys already know that. This is the end of the episode. The links for everything are in the description. The links for the weaponized show on YouTube, check that out. Highly recommend it. I'm going to keep watching it. You guys probably should as well. I do have an interview lined up for us in the next couple of weeks, so we'll see what happens, how soon I can get it scheduled. And then we also have some more continued reports. Look for the SpaceX video and the article related to the actual launch, what they call a static test of the 33 Raptor engines on the Super Heavy, so you could take a look at that, because it's still amazing to me. It really is. But it's still weird also that we're all worked up about sending a rocket to Mars and to the moon, but yet we're talking about people getting probed on this planet and you know, UFOs coming in and doing whatever the fuck they want in our airspace. I don't know. I feel like it's this whole thing is a fucking contradiction from beginning to end. That's the end of this episode. I thank you guys for watching on YouTube and for those of you guys listening on the podcast. But if you really want the full gamut of it all, please join the YouTube channel. Subscribe, get notifications and all that good stuff. Ciao. I don't give a damn. I don't really care about you and your problems. I don't give a damn. Talk way too much. I have heard enough about you and your problems. I don't give a damn. Feeling differently. You're making plans to get to France, but don't wanna face